morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. It is Monday, January 7th, 2019. We have about a dozen vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. It's really cold out there this morning, but the Columbia River Bar is on green status. So maritime work goes on regardless of how chilly it is. And so we've got crab season going on. The weather is fairly, at least a lot calmer than it was over the weekend. But now with the cold temperatures, ice comes into the picture for mariners. So I'm going to talk a little bit about ice on the roads here and also ice on vessels out at sea. Very dangerous. But first, and in our marine weather forecast, we have, overall, we have south winds from 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 20 in the afternoon. They're going to move around from the southwest to the southeast as a weather system moves through. Northwest swell 7 feet high at about 12 seconds apart. And seas could reach about 10 feet tonight at about 11 seconds apart. And from what I can tell, looking at the weather forecasts and things, we could get another just windy, difficult storm toward the middle of this week. So we'll have to keep an eye on it. You know how the weather is here. Most of our weather comes to us from out at sea. And so there's not anywhere near the monitoring equipment there offshore that there is here on land. So weather forecasting is much more of an art. And so sometimes that's why we get forecasted with kind of big storms that pass us by. The trajectory of the storm, it changes by just a few degrees, and the result for us changes greatly, but we'll see how it goes. So we might have to batten down our hatches again toward the middle of the week. We'll see. And today we're going to talk about ice, but let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We've got 6 inbounders. We have 3 in the Astoria Anchorage, and we have 4 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. The Ken May is arriving from Japan. She'll probably be here around noontime, inbound to Vancouver. Take her about 6 hours to get there. She's going to the Vancouver Anchorage, probably a wheat ship, something like that. The Otago Harbor is arriving from the Arab Emirates. She's headed for the port of Vancouver to a berth that sometimes handles wood and steel. She'll pass Astoria around 11:30 this morning. The Medi Brisbane is arriving from up in the Vancouver, B.C. area. She's headed to the Astoria Anchorage. She'll be there at about 1:30 p.m. The K Asian Beauty is arriving from Tacoma. She's a car carrier with Hyundais on board. She'll pass Astoria around 4:30 p.m. You might see her at about 10:30 p.m. at the port of Portland. The articulated tug and barge rig, the ATB, the Dublin Sea, is arriving from Ferndale. She's headed for Portland, refined petroleum there. 9:30, let's see, she could cross the Columbia River Bar around 9:30 p.m. That would put her past Astoria about an hour and a half later. The Daria Topti is arriving from China. She's headed for Astoria's anchorage, and she will be passing Astoria maybe a little before midnight inbound and stopping in the Astoria anchorage. In the Astoria anchorage already, we have some ships awaiting orders. The Chemtex Pioneer, the La Tonda, the Billy Jim, all three of those vessels are anchored out there and probably glad to be out of the really cold weather that we have out there at sea right now. In our outbounders, the Glovis Captain is another car carrier leaving with Hyundais on board, leaving the port of Portland around noontime. That would put her past Astoria outbound around 6 p.m. The articulated tug and barge, the Ocean Reliance, is leaving Portland at about 3 p.m., so maybe 9 p.m. she could pass Astoria outbound. The Yunnan is leaving Portland with potash on board from the port of Portland at about 3:30 p.m., so maybe around 9:30 or so outbound past Astoria. And the Ken Hu is leaving Kalama with wheat on board at about 10 p.m. That would put her past Astoria maybe about 3 a.m. outbound. So ship traffic goes on 24/7 all around the world. Well, as I was thinking about, as I was scrambling to pull together all this stuff this morning here about accidents and school delays and things like that, I was thinking about ice and how cold for us here it is. It's a cold day today, and now crab season, our Dungeness crabbers are out there. Gosh, they have not had an easy time. Their crabbing season was delayed by a month, and now when it opened, the weather just went crazy and difficult. Of course, winter weather that everyone does expect, but they haven't had much of a break, and now it's really cold out there. So what does that mean? So I thought I'd just share a little bit with you about what it's like out there for people who are out there working on boats when the sea spray is freezing. So I'm going to read you from an account online that I found. One of the most treacherous aspects of the Bering Sea, which is the area of Alaska, but it certainly applies to our area as well when the weather gets this cold. The king and Opelia crab seasons, you could apply this to Dungeness as well, are happening in the winter when the weather isn't kind. Strong winds, storms, snow, and ice pummel everything in the boat's paths, tossing them back and forth over 20 to 40 foot waves sometimes. So we've had waves that are, you know, you see the wave heights being predicted as, you know, 20 feet. That means that that's sort of an average of the waves, and there are always going to be waves that are larger than that. So if you've ever been out in a boat, hopefully in good weather where there were waves, you know that things bounce around a bit. And there is spray that will come over the decks of the boat, and usually in warmer weather will just run off. But when the temperatures get this cold, the sea spray starts freezing on the boat, and when those periodic and actually regular waves come crashing over the boat, they stick in the form of ice. So this article refers to ice as an arch enemy of a fishing boat. In temperatures between 0 and 20 degrees Fahrenheit, ice can build up fast and cause a boat to become extremely unstable. A full load of iced-over crab pots can add an additional 45 tons to the overall load for a vessel, and that doesn't even count the ice buildup on the boat itself. For this reason, during icy weather, the crew is constantly using sledgehammers to break any ice buildup. Another danger is falling ice. There's a lot of overhead equipment on a crab boat that can freeze over. If the sun comes out and the ice begins to melt, then you have to watch for falling ice. A 50-pound ice block dropping from 20 feet up could easily kill a deckhand. And then if you consider that everything is coated with ice and kind of slippery, it makes things even more difficult. So, you know, it's always colder offshore. The wind chill factor becomes really serious problem in this kind of weather. And so it's going to be colder, just plain colder and more miserable offshore for those folks who are out on boats today. So send your good thoughts and prayers to our Dungeness crab fleet and wish them some warmer weather as the, you know, it's cold this morning. Things are supposed to warm up, but warming up into the mid-40s, that's not that much of an improvement, but it does take away the threat of ice. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great day.